Cognition is the process of how decisions are made based on available information. Rather than drawing the examples of cognition from deep learning, I will instead use Robert Heck Nielsen's confabulation theory for cognition in mammals. His definition of cognition is clear and crisp. It does not include higher order meta levels such as consciousness, goal formation, planning, execution, and assessment. It does tie in with sensory information and can be used for vision and speech recognition, for example, which he has worked on. The mathematics of confabulation is somewhat related to, but differs from, Bayesian statistics, which is a very important and well-known tool in processing complex data. Confabulation may actually be the real basis for some of the successes that Bayesian statistics is credited with. Based on confabulation theory, a simple system was trained on 120 million sentences and 70 million sentence pairs from quality newspapers and magazines. As a test, the confabulation system is presented with two consecutive sentences that it has never seen before, and must generate a plausible third sentence to follow. This is called the next plausible sentence exercise. In the images being shown, the confabulation system is listed alongside five human responders selected from an informal survey that I did. Each number refers to the same respondent for all questions, so you can compare respondents across all of the questions. As an exercise, on the sheets provided for each question, check off which respondent you think is the confabulation system, rather than being one of the people who responded to my survey. When you are finished with all questions, don't change any of the individual answers, but select one of the respondents, 1 to 6, as to who you think is the best choice overall as the confabulation system.